Good morning. Welcome to New Dawn. My name is J. Donald Walters. I'll be with you this next quarter hour talking about ways to find happiness, peace of mind, and wisdom to cope with the challenges in your life. Soon, I hope you'll be welcoming a new dawn of possibilities in yourself. Remember, whatever you want changed in your life, it begins with you. Today I would like to read to you from my little book of sayings, Do It Now. This one, to proclaim your opinions too loudly is to call attention to yourself, not to your ideas. This saying, like a number of them in the book, is a sort of a technique that you can practice as a specific thing, perhaps just today, for example, but it's also intended in the practicing to make you more aware of a much broader level of reality. For example, many singers sing not to express the music, but to show everybody how beautiful their voices are. How often have you seen a play or a movie in which the actors are sort of calling attention to themselves? And even if they, I was just watching a fairly famous movie last night and on video, I was noticing how the actors were all, they were two-dimensional because they were drawing attention to their own handsomeness or human charm or whatever it might be. It wasn't real. In fact, it was the movie Christopher Columbus, and the only actor who really was excellent was, of course, someone you'd love to hate, and that was Marlon Brando playing the Grand Inquisitor, somebody who condemned people to torture for their own souls. Well, the point here is, I'm not being a movie critic, I'm talking about how often people will, in no matter what they do, try to draw attention to themselves, think of themselves not just as the instrument, but the instrument, so that all the energy goes to them. This attitude is very easy to understand. This ego is, after all, what we've been born with. We don't know anything else. We have to begin with that. There's nothing wrong with ego either, as long as we understand it as an incentive to reach out toward a broader reality. What makes it wrong and harmful to our own happiness is when we let it get in the way of that happiness, when our consciousness is contractive, inward upon itself. But it's no easy thing to get rid of. I remember I was working on becoming, when I first came onto the spiritual path, on developing humility. And I began to feel that I'd made some notable progress in this direction when I woke up one morning and realized I was becoming proud of my humility. It's so difficult, and it's absurd to criticize people even for being outrageously egotistical, because it's just a part of the learning process. And it may take us a long time further, or it may take us less time. The issue is that it is just about the only worthwhile game in town, let's say. The whole purpose of life is not to make you humble. It's not to humiliate you. It's to help you to forget yourself, which is real humility, in the contemplation of a broader reality. Because we, although caught in this thought of I, are really a part of a much greater self. That self which became this little ego, your little body, your personality, or mine, that greater self became every atom in the universe. That greater self is the self of all. And if we can perceive ourselves, and the extent to which we can perceive ourselves as our greater self, if we can perceive ourselves in others, if we can share their joy, feel for their sorrows, feel for them in their sorrows, we have such a much broader basis for appreciation of life. Think of an artist watching a beautiful sunset and saying, well, I could paint something better than that. Wouldn't you feel that he was missing something? You would certainly not approve of that attitude. And it isn't because you would feel that, well, but I too could paint it, and why is he only talking about himself? It's not a matter of competitive egos. Often it will be, of course, but the real reason that all of us dislike boasting and arrogance is that we see it as an unlovely quality for ourselves. We don't want to be that way. And as I've often said on this program, we are all much wiser than we know. So we don't bother or don't take the time to analyze why we don't like this arrogance, but the truth is that we don't like to have our consciousness pinched, as it were, caught up and locked up in a little cage. We want to feel that there is a much broader reality that we are a part of. The more you can forget yourself when you look at that sunrise, when you look at the moon, when you see beautiful qualities in other people, the more you can appreciate life, not thinking always with reference back to yourself, the happier you will be. Let's listen to a piece of music that will tell us this. It's called See All as Your Greater Self, and it's from Secrets of Life. Love others, not as entities separate from yourself, but as part of your own greater reality. Don't make demands of those you love. Love that is not freely given is bondage. Never lose sight of the underlying reality of love. Reflect, isn't the long term more important than passing disagreements? Flow with the longer rhythms of your love. Be creative in your closest relationship. Tend it lovingly like a garden. Keep it seeded with fresh interests, fresh ideas. Help it to grow always more beautiful. Weed it regularly, lest the flower beds become overrun with the rank growth of unconscious habits. Love, to be ever new, must be created. It should be treated as an art. In a relationship of love, develop reverence, not for each other so much as for love itself, the eternal gift of God. With the person you love, enjoy stillness together, for in stillness love attains perfection. Joy to you, friends.